the pound.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have two different microphones?
They're gonna be used for different purposes.
Oh.
Yeah, there's actually, so it's gonna be microphone array data, and there's the pod data, and there's headset data. Different groups of different types of sound.
What would the difference?
Yeah, the difference would be
interesting.
I can't see on the screen. All right. Agenda for the agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, picking our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so, first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, here we are. This is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on a mango, yeah. And
mango.
Mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared
the
here,
LED.
And this will be the PowerPoint, the on-off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was it? Where's the LED?
It's in the middle of one of the little R's.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one is the power. And we just have a sample design. We wanted it all to be
palm
accessible
held.
Accessible from your thumb. Yeah, palm held, and
yeah.
All the buttons are accessible from your thumb.
I noticed you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, no. Take that one off. Sorry. I was in charge of the numbers.
No problem.
And this is just when you've got like 11 or 12 or 13, the plus.
So 1 plus
you
1
go
would be 11.
1
oh.
3 or something.
Oh, you
press
a plus button?
Then you go 1 3, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that kind before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10. And
Yeah. Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, say you wanted channel 12, you press 1, and you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
There's not,
so if you did like 1 plus 2,
yeah.
You could go to channel 12, or 2 plus
but
2 is channel 20.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you wanted to go to channel 1 or 2?
No, that's why we have all these numbers. These numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you gotta press the plus afterwards.
Oh no, the plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
No, you press the plus first. It doesn't, we haven't really, I would have thought you press the plus first and then the 6-5, but she says plus.
I don't
Which,
mind, we
what
can
do you
further
think
define that. I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first,
yeah.
Like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's not
like, as long as we realise that's what it'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you
can
have it. It's like a 5-second input time,
if
so as long as you hit them, that.
Yeah.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as there's not a big pause between the two buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
on the top there is volume and
And channel,
like volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just
so
go like that
flip.
Without thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle
it's
of your
the bigger
arms.
Oh,
okay. So it's just like.
Yeah. It's all accessible without taking your hand off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics
yeah.
are all considered.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause another type of repetitive
okay.
stress injury. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a different movement, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber.
Yeah.
The spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI material is often used in stress balls, so this has got you know a bit of give to it and
yeah.
just
yeah. bit of a stress ball
feel.
Yeah.
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 Do you like feel it?
Yes.
The palm of your hand.
My goodness. There you go.
Thanks.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes. Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the five. I did. I killed the four. Oh God.
Okay. As for the colours, we were presented with a limited range of colours for this prototype,
yeah.
but we're thinking that. Seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit, like banana,
right.
black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just. Blends in more subtle cream
yeah.
instead of the others are all a bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana is more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and the black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most strength. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
kind
to the.
Christmas, you know.
Yeah. Seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
Yeah.
Pomegranate's kind of girly and funky, kind of. And
cool.
And the vanilla's more for the more sophisticated customer.
Yeah.
So that fits in with all decor.
Okay. Yeah, we thought of the components, it was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands, one hand to hold this. And type in with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As we said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti RSI. That's about it.
All right, thank you very much. Good work, everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have. Something I'm going to.
You
wait a minute, do you need to do a presentation first?
I don't know what order it goes in.
Yeah, I'm
going to
check that out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't know
oh, yeah, sorry, you're
no,
right. The evaluation criteria is next to me.
Hello.
Okay, come on my computer. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties.
Just press the function 8 again.
Last time I did that,
and then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there? Okay, now I think for this one, would you guys prefer I use the whiteboard or maybe I'll just do it right on the screen where you can see it. We're gonna be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were, back to a kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores up on the. Feel,
I think we've been quite successful with the
yeah.
rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different. It's
oh, definitely different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the color has a lot to do with it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the colors we were given for making the prototype aren't the colors that I think we would have necessarily
yeah.
chosen. It's not the kind of
we were only given red
sleek.
And black.
Red, black, and yellow, and orange.
Yes.
Okay.
sleek. And we don't want to go for black because most remote controllers
yeah.
are black or grey, so we want
yeah.
to stand out that way anyway.
But if you
okay.
can imagine that in like as just a, maybe a kind of pale metallic-y
yeah.
finish or something.
Metallic-y finish.
Well, I know
yeah.
it's for rubber.
Polished.
If you can visualize this in nice colours, I think it would look
yeah.
quite fancy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I kind of like the potato look.
It's mango.
Oh, well, with my fruit and veg.
Oh, sorry,
tomato.
We were thinking.
Potato's fine.
Yeah,
potato's
fruit
fine.
Or vegetable depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally. It's
so
more
I myself
adaptable.
Would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2. Personally.
I'd say 2, I think.
For
okay.
the
fanciness.
Yeah.
1 being true. So.
I had 2.
Okay. that's going to get confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the Kinect Energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the use of the rubber.
The use of the rubber.
Yeah,
the use
of the RSI.
Yeah.
The LED use isn't particularly innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any scroll buttons. It's all push buttons. There's no LCD control. So if we're thinking about the rest of the market,
yeah,
it's sort of probably halfway. In some aspects, it is.
Yeah,
like
I'd say maybe 3.
I'll go for 3.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this. Because then I would
yeah,
have
we want
to be a purpose. So, I mean, I will put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
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 I mean,
yeah.
I think 1.
Yeah, I think it's
yeah.
can't really
yeah.
be confused with that.
No.
I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus
the
number.
Pluses,
yeah,
but once that's figured out,
yeah,
then
yeah.
it's
turning on.
Number 4. Is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
I guess I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom, kind of.
But
not
I feel management said that it had to be prominent.
Well, it just had to be on there, I guess.
Just
yeah.
not touch it. It's time for 3 I killed. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter. Or.
I suppose that could quite be.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
Yeah, but you know what I've just thought of there now? Where's it going to sit in your living room? Is it not going to fall off the arm?
Maybe
of
if the
sofa?
Bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom
and the rest
like
is like
yeah.
chopped a bit.
But then
round.
It wouldn't sit as comfortably in your hand.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Things
like
yeah,
you could handle
it.
It
could be on the
yeah.
bottom, so you want to loot, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time.
Yeah, it's less.
Yeah.
If it's weighted, maybe.
So
okay,
we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? We want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than other
yeah.
remotes.
I think it was another color and it was like could look okay. Maybe a two.
I mean, I get
I would definitely
two.
Go for that rather than like your average plain remote like that. But definitely in another colour, I'm not happy with those colours.
Okay, so should we say two for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Question number five was, will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, but
yeah.
To say that it is simplistic so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend €25. We have to market it.
Yeah,
market
it with lots
and
of
and the
kinetic energy
style.
Oh no.
Durable!
So, you know, those will be filmed on.
Oh no, the plus.
No,
yeah.
I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry, how much your average sells for.
But you're a marketing expert.
I know, I am.
I think they're about 10 points. 10 points. Aren't they? About 10 points.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term,
exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options. So.
Yeah, I would give it a two. Still.
Yeah.
Okay, number six. Can someone read it out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah. So that was mainly the.
Yeah.
I think it does.
Oh,
yeah.
Because.
Well.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing, and it's just you won't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. They're clearly there, easy to use.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the key word there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're not you and I really. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so one.
Yeah.
Okay, number seven. Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly.
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still implemented?
Yeah, when you press the alarm system, the lights.
lights are going to end or flash as well, but I mean, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see
the light
from
the inside.
Yeah, the light, it will.
But,
was
yeah,
it like
but when the alarm's not, yeah, if you
push the button, makes the noise, right?
Yeah.
It
turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, the thing is, if it was had an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, as well, I mean, it could light up when the alarm went.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light.
It would have to be in the.
I thought it was going to make a noise.
Yeah, but
alarm.
Still
you can't see
it.
An alarm inside.
Which is
the alarm
speaker
system
on the
itself.
Okay.
Well, you're just explaining why it's not on the prototype.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be
there.
So
okay.
We could say that.
Yeah. Sorry.
We could give it a one because compared to every other remote ever made, this one will be easier to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
sorry, Heather.
No problem.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult. So
totally.
It has to be, they'll pick it up and know what to do.
Once that's written down on the page, that will be really simple.
Yeah, I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it
so
much easier.
Does it make more sense for the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel 6.
That
six,
kind of
enter.
Annoys me though when it's 0, 6 when you have to.
We don't have to press 0.
You just press 6, enter.
Oh, okay.
And then
12, enter.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good point.
Okay, so we'll say yes, it's one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question
number 9, will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users.
I think so. It's like right in the.
But if you're
your thumb might get a little.
Yeah,
I don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries
biology.
That we don't know about.
But it is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for.
Yeah.
RSI.
Yeah.
So
I
maybe
don't know
it is.
I
think we get.
Yeah.
That's
true. Cause I mean, you can hold your left hand. Use your index finger, but there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So so.
Yeah.
I think we did as much as we can with remote control.
Yeah.
So, one or two, do you think?
I'd say two.
Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have it as being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stand out. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like the color is something that we...
Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray, yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow's, I really don't want to do.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and
mm-hmm.
see if we can get away with just the RR.
Yeah, I think this is the factor that we've been least successful in.
Perhaps
confronting
like RR, like that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of metal.
Yeah.
That is
the
nice.
So, do you think that's more of a 3 then? 3, 4?
4, I think.
4?
Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so maybe we can still put a 4?
Okay,
and final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies, desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that brief in meter.
But maybe. More like 2, because there's no like pictures of fruit. It's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Like
with
the
colors.
Names and
yeah.
Stuff.
Now, are the plates interchangeable? Mm-hmm. I think
yeah.
They
yeah.
are. So you can have banana and kiwi. And
yeah.
Okay,
so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself, to have interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
I think one. Well, that was our brief. Well,
the thing is, I think if somebody saw that and you said, what was that inspired from?
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That would be great.
Yeah, we have money for that.
All
right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out? Sort of thing?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? 2
oh.
for fashion?
I would say 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average there at 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
It's
1.9 or something?
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
Between
1
and
2. Between
1
and
2. Okay.
So that is
close
pretty.
To 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good because the highest we could have got is 1.
Alright.
Same right then?
Yeah, because we need 4 to bring blind.
Okay.
It seems like it should be more around 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an online calculator.
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
This
yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh,
yay.
Oh, wow. What the heck?
Oh,
that's
excellent. Right, now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. And it's not. So, in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now.
Sorry.
I'm going to
oh, you're gonna do
steal
that?
A cable.
Okay.
Is that the project though?
It's an Excel file. Oh.
Production cost.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Production cost. And you have to access that as well. One moment. Okay, so far I've added what I think or what is going on. Great. It's blinking at me. Locked for editing. I'm gonna open up the second one then. This is locked for editing. I have the original in my email account.
Or is it locked because I'm in it?
I think it just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right.
No,
okay.
I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
There we go.
Mm.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So if you can look up at the screen, live screen, I guess looking at your own too and telling me which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense at €3.
Yeah.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's double curved all around. It's another 3. We're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, good thing plastic is free. Right?
What about a special car?
Yeah.
Not?
I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color, we'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we can.
Yeah.
We have a push button interface, so that's expensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And
a special material.
Special material. Which puts us just barely under budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah. Good work, guys. So, our operating cost is €12.20. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So we've Yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, a different extension of
the actual project rather than a product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking about
leadership
teamwork.
How we actually went around about doing it.
Yeah. All right. So, did you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed.
Pushed for creativity.
I mean, we weren't really given a lot of time or
materials.
Yeah, to go about our design task. So
yeah.
I think we could have done with a bit more time.
Yeah. Okay, so it'd be like, need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so. It's like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and the conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we were just limited by resources. Really.
We came down to
like,
okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did limit
creativity.
Right.
Just
mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Yeah. Freedom edge ID.
Mm-hmm. Leadership? Is this me being like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. We've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget. I think that's a sign of good leadership. And also our personal coach helps along the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops, special coke.
I think
we're
cool.
As a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good teamwork. I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, how are our memes? We needed more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all of the red we had. So
yeah,
if
we
wanted to make a bigger
thing,
we wouldn't have been able to.
Okay.
Everything else was satisfactory? Is that
Yeah, the
Yeah.
computer programs are good.
Yeah, it could be really straightforward for the computer.
Yeah, I don't
The
think
only thing was having to remember to, you know, tick the okays. So I
Yeah.
think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentations.
Yeah.
Mm.
They'll probably still be there.
Yeah.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
Well, I think we've all learned stuff from each other, like
Yeah.
then
Through discussion.
yeah. Just about each different that, so got new ideas from each other.
I'm not sure what the new ideas found. Yeah, well, I guess we really we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like based on marketing stuff, and then you'd say something about interface and
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were able to modify each other's ideas,
Mhm.
Yeah.
differ them with our areas of expertise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, does it have smart materials, by the way?
Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Did it come with
If it
I don't know if we counted that in the costs.
can be afforded.
Okay. Well, with that achieved, our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Yes.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that
By
I have
watching
no
TV.
idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.